endurance triathlon training is linked to a major longevity advantage. The central idea is that athletes who train consistently across swimming, cycling, and running can live up to 7 years longer than the general population. Research cited from the Cleveland Clinic indicates that people with elite fitness have the lowest risk-adjusted mortality of any fitness group. There also appears to be no upper limit to the cardiovascular benefits of training. Compared with the least fit individuals, those with elite fitness are 80% less likely to die prematurely. General physical activity alone reduces death risk by 20 to 35%. Endurance athletes, however, live 4.3 to 8 years longer than people with normal activity levels. The message is clear. Triathlon is not only a performance sport, but also a longevity strategy when training is intelligent, consistent, and balanced with recovery. The benefit does not come from simply logging distance. Typical triathlon courses can require 3.1 to 26.2 miles of running, and the average triathlete competes at around age 47. That shows age does not necessarily limit peak performance. Multi-sport training creates broader physiological adaptations than single-sport training. Each discipline stresses the body differently. That produces neuromuscular, cardiovascular, and metabolic changes. The bike-to-run transition is a key example. The body must rapidly adjust breathing, heart rate, and energy use. Those repeated adaptations may strengthen the cardiovascular system. They also support long-term health. Multi-sport athletes appear to experience lower burnout. They also tend to have fewer overuse injuries, likely because variety reduces repetitive strain and keeps training mentally engaging. Long-term success depends on sustainable training. Short-term intensity is not the goal. The recommended structure is the 80-20 principle. About 80% of training should be low intensity, and 20% should be high intensity. Training load should increase gradually. Ideally, follow the 10% rule and protect weekly rest days. Fatigue impairs performance. The body responds to all stress similarly, whether it comes from training, work, or daily life. Sleep is a critical recovery tool. Athletes who sleep fewer than 6 hours for 4 or more consecutive nights are more likely to experience declining performance, mood swings, and weakened immunity. The recommended target is about 8 hours of sleep. Elite athletes need 8 to 10 hours for optimal recovery. Injury prevention is another key area. Running and cycling are the main sources of triathlon injury, with the knees, lower legs, and lower back being common problem areas. The recommended defenses are year-round strength, training at least once per week. Cross-training helps vary movement patterns, and consistent warm-ups and cool-downs are essential. Older athletes should be more cautious with high-intensity work. Consistency still matters, even when intensity is managed more carefully. Longevity in triathlon comes from balancing challenge with sustainability. It does not come from constantly pushing to the limit. Nutrition is a major driver of athletic longevity. The Mediterranean diet is especially beneficial because it is anti-inflammatory and supports recovery. Recommended anti-inflammatory foods include dark leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables. They also include omega-3 rich foods such as fatty fish and flax seeds, berries, colorful fruits, lean proteins, whole grains, and spices like turmeric and ginger. Protein timing matters, especially for aging athletes. Protein synthesis slows with age, so timing becomes more important. Within 30 to 60 minutes after training, aim for 20 to 30 grams of protein. Pair that with 1.2 grams of carbohydrates per kilogram of body weight. Throughout the day, aim for 0.6 to 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight. On rest days, carbohydrate intake should be higher, around 1 to 1.5 grams per pound. That is especially relevant for athletes training 8 to 11 hours per week. Supplements may support aging athletes, with fish oil, turmeric, and magnesium mentioned as useful options. Whole foods should still remain the foundation. Mental resilience is essential for long-term triathlon performance. About 45% of elite athletes face mental challenges that can affect performance and recovery. Multi-sport training can build leadership skills, mental sharpness, and injury resistance. Practical mental strategies include visualization and positive self-talk. Mindfulness and breathing-based stress management are also valuable. Goal setting should evolve with age. Early in a career, the focus should be on skill development and process goals. In mid-career, goals can become more performance-oriented. In the master's years, the focus should shift towards sustainability, health, and lifestyle goals. Competitive drive can support longevity when it is channeled into meaning, identity, and social connection. Recovery is a performance and longevity variable, not an afterthought. Elite athletes need 8 to 10 hours of quality sleep. Avoid caffeine after noon and remove electronics, food, and water from the 2 hours before bed. Keep the bedroom cool and dark and maintain a consistent sleep schedule. Active recovery should begin immediately after training with a 5 to 10 minute easy cool down. Within 30 minutes, light stretching or mobility work is useful. Compression wear may help circulation on the same day, and the following day can include light swimming or cycling. Foam rolling is recommended for the quads, glutes, hamstrings, and calves. Stress management is also part of recovery, because chronic stress can disrupt recovery cycles. Mindfulness meditation, even for 5 to 10 minutes, can activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Diaphragmatic breathing can help stabilize heart rate and blood pressure. During heavy training blocks, athletes are advised to swap a run for a swim. Track recovery using morning heart rate, perceived training difficulty, and workout completion. The practical takeaway is that triathlon longevity is built through smart training, anti-inflammatory nutrition, quality sleep, mental resilience, and strategic recovery. Athletes can continue improving well into their 30s, 40s, and 50s, even if physiological markers such as VO2 max begin to decline after age 30. Consistency matters more than occasional extreme intensity. The most important principles are the 80-20 training model, gradual load increases, protected rest, adequate protein and carbohydrates, Mediterranean-style eating, 8 to 10 hours of sleep, active recovery, and stress control. In short, triathlon is a path to a longer, stronger life when the sport is approached with discipline, adaptability, and long-term planning.